Denver's number one for new country, 98.5 KYGO. It's Rhino and Tracy, 8:13 now. Jared Neiman has got a brand new album, which will be in stores on the 25th. You got to pick it up. It's called High Noon.
It's going to be a great one, and he is all over. We're happy he's stopping with us today.
Hey, Jared.
What? How are you today?
Buddy, I have about 50% of my voice.
Oh, man, you do sound hoarse.
Which begs the question, what do you do if you start to lose your voice?
Really, the only true cure, I guess, is to drink a ton of water and go right to sleep.
No steroid shots in the butt, Jared. I was putting my money on that.
Oh, there she is. Well,
hi.
How are you, Tracy?
Good.
You know, I have had a steroid shot in the butt. I was in Wichita, Kansas, and a farmer, actually a veterinarian, gave me shot in my butt at before our show one night. And
from a farmer?
A farmer. Yeah, I'll take whatever you got, you know, if you just got to get through.
Maybe we should solicit for some horse trainers or something like that.
Yes, that'll work every time. But yeah, no, really, it is true. If you can just chug a ton of water and just try to go to sleep, definitely makes a difference.
I think we should get a farmer and a vet in here, and we can play Wheel of Shots, and whatever you land on, you have to take in the butt. It could be a tranquilizer, could be some steroids.
I think they have that game in Vegas.
Why? Why can't I take a shot in my arm? Why are you so obsessed with me, quote unquote, taking it in the butt?
Because I think, don't you always have to do that? I mean, isn't that where they go now?
Well, Tracy, I'm not quite sure about that.
I do have a funny story that reminds me of that. This is actually true. I was with Jamie Johnson and Randy Hauser and a few other buddies. I took them to Southwest Kansas, and we were playing, and everybody got sick. I mean, Randy was sick to begin with and got everybody sick. So my buddy who we were staying with, his dad's a gynecologist. So he said, well, you know, we're closed on Sundays, so I could give everybody a shot. So here we are with Randy Hauser and Jamie Johnson at the gynecologist. we walk in, and those guys just start undoing their pants and dropping trowel to their ankles. And
right.
The doctor turned around, and I was about to do the same thing, and he goes, guys, I can give you a shot in the arm.
There it is.
There you go.
Very nice. Well, Jared Neiman, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. We both thank you for taking some time with us and are excited about the album. We were talking about this the other day, and neither one of us remember what your beer app was that you keep track of beers from everywhere you've been.
Yeah, Beer Hunt. Beer Hunt. It is amazing because then we can put both our information in there, and then anytime you drink a beer, it sends me a message and shows me the beer that you're drinking, and then it logs our points. And the more rare the beer is, the more points you get. And so it basically just gives you an excuse to feel classy.
Okay. So had we been on this app, you know, this past weekend over St. Patrick's Day, how many beers would Beer Hunt have told us that you had?
Well, I think they're system still shut down. Probably. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I do have a level 4 beer mustache on the app, and I'm very proud of it.
Level 4. Pretty soon, you're going to have a giant beard like Duck Dynasty.
It's like a Raleigh Fingers mustache.
You're watching your buddies on Beer Hunt going, you know, this might be time for an intervention with this one. I'm getting notifications all the time about him.
I do have some friends that they have been hitting it pretty hard.
Thanks for hanging with us in Denver. High Noon. We're looking forward to it. Out March 25th. You've got to be really excited about this album.
I am. You know, it's about to warm up outside, and the album's definitely made to be one of those summer albums where you're outside playing some drinking games or cooking out of the big green egg. It's that kind of record.
Everybody will have it on with their cornhole out this 4th of July.
Well, you know what? That's really half those songs were written throughout the day of me playing cornhole. Part of the process.
We'll see you here too in August with Keith Urban on the tour. Very excited to have you back in Denver.
Well, you know how much I love Denver.
I know how much I love you.
Ah,
we love you too.
Jared Neiman, thanks again for hanging with us.
Well, you be sure to drink some water and get some shut eye.
I'll do whatever I can, man.
Shot in the butt.
I'm going to go see the gynecologist at 9 o'clock this morning.
Just keep your feet out of the stirrups.
Take care, Jared.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Attention, troops, traffic from...